Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Anna Palmer. There are a string of stories about how Trump aides are investigating Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's investigators as they search for leverage. The New York Times reports Trump's team is looking for conflicts of interest they could use to discredit the investigation, or even build a case to fire Mueller or get some members of his team to recuse themselves. Meanwhile, the AP's Julie Pace quotes Trump attorney Jay Sekulow as saying the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issues of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue. Former Attorney General Eric Holder tweeted that there is no basis to question the integrity of Mueller or those serving with him in the special counsel's office, and no conflicts either.
The Washington Post is reporting that the president has been quizzing his lawyers about pardons to aides, family members, and himself. The president's legal team, though, says pardons are not on the table. Square that circle. Meanwhile, Mark Kaswitz and Mark Corallo are no longer on Trump's legal team. The Wall Street Journal reports that special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating possible money laundering by Paul Manafort.
Our colleague Annie Carney is up with a piece this morning on Steve Bannon's disappearing act. Carney reports that Bannon is in a self-imposed exile, taking a back seat from the inner circle as a matter of self-preservation. But while Bannon's star appears to be dimming, Anthony Scaramucci is back on the rise. Dossie reports that he is under consideration for a senior White House communications post. As we pointed out this morning in Playbook, since the beginning of this administration, Scaramucci has been floated for the following roles: a Valerie Jarrett-like liaison role with the business community, ambassador to the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris, senior vice president and chief strategy officer at the Export-Import Bank, and now communications director.
John Bresnahan and Sungmin Kim look at the big hole John McCain is leaving in the Senate as he huddles with family in Arizona about treatment options for his brain cancer. McCain is a giant on defense and foreign policy issues, often pushing up against the Trump-Bannon worldview. Due to his own stature, McCain has been able to say what other Republicans can't or won't. In the juice, we have Michelle Obama at the ranch in Malibu, Lara Trump celebrating Katrina Pearson's birthday at the Trump Hotel with several other Trump campaign staffers. The RNC reported it raised $13 million in June. Mega donor Paul Singer gave $71,000 to the NRCC. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.